As long as they hold on, didn't fall off, it's all right.
Well, did you ever know them to play on a kind of a limber plank, and it'd be fastened at both ends, and they'd to jump up and down on it?
No, I don't know. I ever saw one of them things. They'd play on. I don't think I've ever.
If people used coal in their house in later years, if they used coal, what would they carry coal in?
Well, it had to have a big coal bucket, and the coal bucket would be made different. It'd be made in a funnel on one side, so you could pour the coal into these small coal furnished little stove, little coal stove, and they just have a small door, and you'd have to have a funnel on the end of that bucket where you could sort of pour it in there, or you could dip it out with a little shovel and put it in there. But anyhow, it would be round, but it'd be a funnel on one side, so you could pour it out like pouring the water out of a, well, it just sort of be a funnel like, way it, and that would be, you could tell a coal bucket from any other kind of bucket, it would be made altogether different. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, they used to have a coal, it would just be piled up on the outside. A lot of people had sheds, no coal sheds, like we were talking yesterday about wood sheds, coal sheds, and the only thing people got tired of using them because it was so black, get all over your floor. Smoke would get all over your house, and wives would throw a stick of it at you, and it would fall all over you. It'd just be black, that's all I know.
What would run from the stove to the chimney to take the smoke out through the
chimney? Well, yeah, they had stove pipes.
Uh-huh.
They had regular stove pipes, and of course they'd have elbow stove pipes, and they'd run pump through the top of the house, and they'd have flanges up there. Aluminum flange or steel or tin flange, flange, they call them a flange, 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 that stove pipe would go through, to keep them burning your wood up there, and that would protect the wood. Then you'd have to have one on top to let the sparks get up further. And of course, your chimneys, they'd have to be built up higher so that spark would go away before it fell back down on your roof. But you'd have a regular stove pipe. That was what they used in later days, because a long time ago they didn't have. They just used a fireplace. I think up until around the 1900s, they didn't know too much about nothing on just fireplaces. They didn't have no stoves. They had these old coal stoves, though, and they did cook on them some. And some things, but of course, they were getting more of it in, I guess, from the old countries, maybe. And some people would make fireplaces and things, rock. A lot of them made brick chimneys, some made mud chimneys, and some made rock chimneys. A lot of rock chimneys up in the mountains.
They have
my brother-in-law made one up there the other day here. Well, maybe 3 or 4 weeks, he's finally got it built. Redone his house and put in big chimney on one side. It made out of Arkansas rocks, mountain rocks.
Well, if you had something heavy that you had to move around, sometimes they use something to have one wheel and two handles.
Yeah, you want a wheelbar?
Yeah. You use that for carrying heavy things?
Well, you could anything that you could pick up, you could roll it then.
You could roll it,
See, you have your legs on there and your two handles, well, it'd be about the half of these chairs. And if you could get it on that wheelbar, well, then you could get back up between those handles and pick it up and roll it, of course, and the old wheelbar wheels was iron. But nowadays, you can buy wheelbars, and they have rubber with air in them most of the time. Sometimes you can find one solid rubber, but most of them has got little air rubber tires. We got one out there in the pump house it's just a little solid tires on it. It's just a little garden yard wheelbar. Adeline used it around here, haul leaves in, grass, and we haul dirt. But I haul rock out there. We move it in.